Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today our passage comes from Judges chapter 16, verses 23 to 31. Judges 16, verses 23 to 31. This passage is focusing on the last days of the last judge, Samson. And so let's read starting from verse 23. Now the lords of the Philistines gathered to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. And they said, "Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hand." And when the people saw him, they praised their God. For they said, "Our God has given our enemy into our hand, the ravager of our country, who has killed many of us." And when their hearts were merry, they said, "Call Samson, that he may entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he entertained them. They made him stand between the pillars, and Samson said to the young man who held him by the hand, "Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests, that I may lean against them." Now the house was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there, and on the roof there were about 3,000 men and women who looked on while Samson entertained. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, "O Lord God, please remember me, and please strengthen me only this once, O God, that I may be avenged on the Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, and he leaned his weight against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he bowed with all his strength, and his house and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he had killed during his life. Then his brothers and all his family came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of Manoah his father. He had judged Israel 20 years. Amen. If you remember from yesterday's passage, in verses 1 to 22 of Judges 16, we read about how Delilah had shaved Samson's head and the strength of the Lord had left him. And it's not because there was anything magical about Samson's hair, but Samson's strength came from the Lord, yet his faith lied in himself. And because he didn't trust the Lord, he didn't put his trust in the Lord, the strength and the presence of God had lifted from him, and he became weak like any other man. And on top of that, the Philistines captured Samson and had gouged out his eyes. And so now Samson, we read in our passage today, is this weak man who is blind. He can't see at all. Now he is imprisoned by the Philistines. And the Philistines are praising their god, Dagon. This is the god that they worshipped. This is the god that they sacrificed for. And as they offer this great sacrifice to Dagon, they rejoice and praise their god and say, "Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hand." Now, as I read this first part of our passage today, I think about one of the Ten Commandments, where God tells Moses, "Thou shalt not worship any other god." And what we see here is that the Philistines are worshiping their own gods, their idols. And Samson, you know, we do see a glimpse of faith rising up, because in verse 28, he does cry out to the Lord and he says, "O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me only this once, O God." So if we just read there, up to there, there's this encouraging cry to the Lord, giving us this picture of a man of faith who is putting his trust in the Lord's strength. But instead of being upset and angry about how the Philistines are worshiping their own gods, this specific god named Dagon, and not the one true God, Yahweh, he wants to be filled with God's strength because he wants to get his own vengeance upon the Philistines for taking out his two eyes. You know, throughout Samson's life, we've seen that most of his actions and his intentions are focused on himself. It's this narcissistic, arrogant, self-centered attitude and motivation that leads him to a life that is seeking to please himself and to do what is right in his own eyes rather than pleasing the Lord and doing what is right in his eyes. But the Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful to fulfill his promises through Samson. You know, we continue to see God's faithfulness through such unjust and immoral judges throughout the life of Israel. And it shows us that Israel and God's people as a whole are in need of a true king. And so we see that God grants Samson one final time his strength. God fills him with strength to bring down a whole house filled with all different people of the Philistine community. Philistine lords, Philistine men and women, people who are drinking and getting drunk and are merry, and they're just watching Samson entertain them, yet they don't realize what he's actually doing. He is using the strength of the Lord to push down the pillars, and the entire house of the Philistines collapsed upon them. They all died. There were so many that he killed more in that one night than he did in all other instances in his life. Samson was a man who was filled with the strength of the Lord to fulfill the promises and the plans of God to bring down the Philistines, to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. And so today I want to encourage us to look to the faithfulness of God, but to also consider the ways that we are living out our own lives in such a way that is motivated by our own vengeful attitudes, our own self-centered attitudes, things that are just focused on what we want to do to get someone back, get back at someone. You know, the Lord has called us to fulfill not our will, but the will of God. Not our will, but yours be done, O God. Let's make that our prayer today. Let's make that our prayer. Lord, let not my will be done, but let your will be done. We see this prayer happening in the life of Jesus. Even as he was going into the end of his days, he was torn. His spirit was torn. He was vexed, and he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he cried out to the Father and said, Lord, if you will, let this cup be taken away from me. Please do so. But nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. He looked to the will of his heavenly Father and said, Lord, even if you want to lead me to the cross, even if you want me to lead me to my own crucifixion, let your will be done. And today, I want to encourage us to follow Jesus and say that prayer. Let that prayer be reflected by how we live. Lord, let not my will be done, but let your will be done. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, that is our prayer. Lord, let not our will be done, but let your will be done, God. Father, we confess, Lord, that there are so many days and times, Lord, where we have been so focused on what we want. Lord, forgive us for the ways that we've been so focused on ourselves. Lord, we may not use this word necessarily, but God, I do think that there are times when we are very self-centered and narcissistic. But Lord, I ask God that you would lead us into your presence. Help us by the power of your Holy Spirit. And God, would you fill us, Lord, with your strength to live out our lives for your glory, that you may be praised, not any other God, but Lord, that you alone would be worshipped. So Lord, use us, God, for your glory, and I pray that our lives, Lord, would reflect a heart of faith, a heart of dependence on you, and Lord, that we would find our strength in you, God. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you for joining us in our daily devotional. I hope you'll continue on with us as we continue on in the book of Judges.